Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, March the 25th, 2021. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today we're discussing COVID-19 related issues, with the government having officially opened the second phase of the vaccination program yesterday at Victoria Falls, where we saw President Mnangagwa taking his first shot of the vaccine.
And the Minister of Health says of yesterday, as at 24th March 2021, Zimbabwe had 36,749 confirmed cases, including 34,476 recoveries. And some sad news coming in, 1,516 deaths due to COVID-19. To date, a total of 49,000 people, 404, have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in the country.
And addressing the Politburo meeting at the ZANU-PF headquarters in Harare this afternoon, President Mnangagwa said Zimbabweans should be extra cautious by avoiding unnecessary travel and gathering during the coming Easter holiday and adhere to the WHO, the World Health Organization, guidelines to avoid a spike in COVID-19 cases. As we see the Easter holidays this year fall on the 2nd to the 5th. Of next month.
And Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its population, which represent 60% of the country's total population and which health officials say will achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus.
We'll also be discussing other issues affecting women with some of our guests who are leading some organizations assisting women with various projects during this COVID pandemic and also those in government. As we also note that Tanzania's former Vice President, Samia Suluhu Hassan, was last week sworn in as the East African country's first female president after the sudden death of John Magufuli, who held that post.
Yes, and according to Tanzania's constitution, the vice president serves out the remainder of term of a president who dies in office, which means that Mr. Hassan will replace Mr. Magufuli, who was first elected in 2015 and secured a second term, five-year term in polls this last October.
Yes, and speaking of COVID-19, the United Nations Undersecretary General and Executive Director of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, said in an interview with the Associated Press that COVID-19 has left women facing increasing domestic violence and being laid off from two-thirds of the jobs lost during the pandemic. In addition, 11 million girls are at risk of never returning to school. Child marriage has increased and there are more orphans in child-headed homes, she said.
And the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on International Women's Day earlier this month that the pandemic has made it clear that the world is male-dominated and that there are global inequalities, fragilities, and entrenched gender discrimination. So that's coming from the head of the United Nations right there.
Yes, and she also said all these issues are currently playing out at the two meeting of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, which ends Friday, adding they are also certain to be on the agenda at two major upcoming events. The other one will be in Mexico City and Paris, which are part of the delayed 25th anniversary of the 1995 Beijing Women's Conference, that adopted a 150-page roadmap to achieve gender equality.
And the United Nations Women's Executive Director said one hope from the Commission meeting is to spur governments to adopt mandatory measures to achieve political party equality. From what she's saying that only 25% of lawmakers worldwide are women, and only 22 countries have a female head of state or government, with Europe topping the list.
Yes, and Lambo Nuga also quoted U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who addressed the commission last week, saying the status of women is the status of democracy. She said it is not doing women a favor, but actually giving democracy credibility by showing that the interest and number of women who participate in public institutions improve the quality of the decisions that are made. So what are your views on the issue? We see that there are many issues that kind of connect with the ongoing COVID-19. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje, sicubungula indaba ezithiyeneyo kodwa zonke ziphathelane le COVID-19. Lanxa zithinta kakhulu abesifazana, sikhangela ukuthi uhulumende usungule ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lolu olwesibili esingathi second phase ye-vaccination. Yona evele nje siqalisile, kodwa ubesungula nje ngokusemthethweni ukuthi ngempela sowuqalisile. Lapho esibone khona umongameli welizwe, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, laye bemnika owakhe umjovo wokuqala we-Sinopharm vaccine leyi, njengesibonelo phela ukuthi abantu labo belandele beyenze okufanayo. Sambona njalo uhulumende esithi ngempela uthabile ngendlela abantu abasukumele phezulu ngayo, kodwa amanani esiwatholayo ke ugatsha lwezempilakahle atshengisa ukuthi hayi akukafiki lapho kumele lokho uhulumende ayekujongile. Amanani asesemancinyane, singazinjalo njengoba inhlelo ezinye lokho eziqala ukuthi kuzaphetha ngani. Sikhangela njalo ukuthi kwezabesifazana, sibonile njalo eTanzania owesifazana egcotshwa ukuba ngumongameli wesifazana wakuqala, kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana uJohn Magufuli Mufi, onguye ke wayephethe lesi sikhundla. Njalo ke sikhuluma ngezabesifazana, sibonile njalo emhlanganweni osaqhubeka o-United Nations, simzwile ke umkhokheli wogatsha lwabesifazana kulowo manyano, unkosikazi Phumzile Mlambo Ncuka, ekhuluma ke ukuthi hayi abesifazana kufanele amathuba abo elinganiswe lawe besilisa, ngoba basalele kakhulu. Sabona lokuthi bakhala ngokuthi abantwana i-COVID-19 ibachiye besegcekeni abesifazana labantwana. Nakho phela abantwana bedlula izigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million bengayekela ukubuyela esikolo, abanye ngoba sebazithwala, abanye bendiswa bebancinyane. Lokuningi-ningi nje okwenzakalayo. Ngakho i-COVID-19 iphethe kakhulu kubi abesifazana. Yikho-ke siyabe sikuxoxa lokhu njalo sithemba ukukhangelela, sikhangelele ukuthi ingcwethi zethu zizasixhasa kulolu hlelo ezivela kuhulumende, njalo sikhangelele omela osedalela ilunga ledalela ephalamende njalo engumgcini sihlalo wekomithi ebona ngezemfundo, inkosazana Lindiwe Maphosa, la uzabe khona lapha esichathisela okwenzakalayo khonale ephalamende, lokuthi njengohulumende babona udaba lolu luphethwe njani, olwabesifazana, olwezemfundo, lakho konke nje. Marvelous.
I work now vachangobva kuphinda muchirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nasi tukuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda recovid-19, tichitarisa zvakare nhomba iri kubayiwa munyika yeSinopharm, iyo takaona mutungamiri wenyika nezuro vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachibayiwa nhomba iyi vari kuVictoria Falls, zvichisanganisira zvakare vamwe vemapato anobikisa. Takatarisa kuti takaona muzvare Linda Masarira vachibayiwawo nhomba iyoyi, uyezve patambotaura navo pachirongwa cheLet's Talk vanga vari kuti ivo panyaya yenhomba hapana zvematongerwo enyika semaonero avo. Saka vanga vari kuti ndosaka vakawanikwa vachikwidza kuenda kuVictoria Falls kunobatana nehurumende mukubayiwa nhomba iyi yeSinopharm. Pari zvino pane vanhu 49,404 munyika vabayiwa nhomba iyoyi. Uyezve tinoona kuti panguva ino yatiri kutaura pane musangano mukuru weUnited Nations Status on Women uri kuitwa pachivhitivhiti, asi unotangira iko kuno kuAmerica, uri kutarisa zviri kusangana nevanhukadzi panyaya dzekubatwa kwavo uyezve kokodzero dzavo. Saka tange tiri kukurukura zvakare pamusoro penyaya iyoyi, asi zvakare sitarisawo kuti takaona iro vhiki rino muTanzania vaimutevedzeri wava John Magufuli avo vakatisiya amai Hassan vachigadzwa semutungamiri wenyika iyi zvinoreva izvo kuti vachange vari mudzimai wokutanga East Africa kunge vari mutungamiri wenyika iyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano asi tisingakanganwe pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 taita rombo rakanaka tine mumwe munyarikani ari pano amai Ingrid Muhambi vanogara imo muno muAmerica ndo vachatanga kukurukura navo nevo vakabaiwa ivo nhomba imo muno muAmerica asi ndichaenda kwavari vanoshanda mune zveutano vatiudze kuti zvakamira sei makadi amai Muhambi
takasimba chose kune vese vari kuteerera toringa kuti makasimbawo nokuzvichengetedza munguva ino yeCOVID
tinoona kuti imi munoshanda muchiita basa rezveutano mungatitsananguro here kuti panyaya yenhomba iyi zvakamira sei imo muno muAmerica
muno muAmerica nyaya yemavhaccine yakatanga kudhara Trump achiri pachigaro nguva iyaya ndofunga vanhu vese vaingonzwa zvaaitaura nenyaya yekuti akareleasa kuti vanhu vatange kubaiwa mavhaccine nyaya inonetsa ndeyekuti vanhu vazhinji vanga vasiri kutrusta mavhaccine iwaya kuti tikubayiwa chinyi havasinyatsokuziva kuti chii chavari kupuwa and unonyatsonzwisisawo kuti sei vanhu vari kuti inini handisikuda kubayiwa zvinhu zvandizvizive saka kudzidzisana kuti vanhu vanyatsokuziva kuti chii chaizvo chaizvo chireva kuti vhaccine zvinoreva kuti chinyi ndochindo chinhu chikuru chakaita kuti vanhu munhu akaita seni atange kubayiwawo pakabuda kuti chii vhaccine iyi kuti ndisazotaura kuti hapana chiri kutyisa kuti ndibayiwe and indakarwara nayo futi COVID yacho muna November
chimbotitsanangura izvozvo kuti pamakarwara neCOVID iyi muchizonobayiwa nhomba iyi hamuchaibata here zvakare kana kuti zvakamira sei ipapo
mascientist ari kuti so far gore rese rapfuura yakaita COVID vanhu vashoma vari kunzi maybe handful of people vari kunzi especially muno muAmerica zvamo vari kunzi vaita futi COVID kechipiri chikuru chekuziva pana chekuti COVID ivhairasi saka vhairasi inozivikana kuti inovimba kuchinja ichichinja maitiro ainoita ikutsvaga pekuti inyatsokugara saka painochinja paya paya ndo panoda kuti pamwe kana wakambobatwa necovid pekutanga kana ikachinja covid ya mavakirwa yakaita kuti yoinda futi yotanga futi kuafecta futi munhu akamborwara futi but vashoma vari kunzi vari kuibata futi kechipiri hatisatanyatsokunyatsokuziva because tangoita gore 1 tiri mucovid saka zvinhu zvizhinji zviri kuverengwa zviri kustadhiwa totoziva maybe 5 maybe 10 years dzinge dzakuya toita neeven imwe more information yekuti tinyatsoziva kuti alright vanhu vakamborwara gore riya vakutanga futi kurwara futi vakawanda but manhamba aripo mashoma
imi idzidziso ipi yamungapawo madzimai akateerera pari zvino vanofanirwe kuti vabayiwe nenyaya yei head immunity chii
head immunity zvinoreva kuti vakamirira kana chirwere chikatanga kuafecta nzvimbo 1 kuti vanhu vese vaite inonzi head immunity zvinoreva kuti toda kuti 70-80% yevanhu vanogara mucommunity imomo vave aidha vakabayiwa vhaccine kana kuti vakarwara nechirwere chacho kana kuti vakaexposiwa vakaita kuti vaite kune mumwe munhu anga anayo kubva vabatirawo chirwere chiya chiya but hapamwe havasombozivawo kuti vangava nacho zvokuti kana chikazouya pechipiri muviri wako unenge wakuziva kuti ndakamboita covid ndoziva kuti ndoirwisa sei saka muviri wako obva warwa haufe nayo inongoita sezvinonzwa kubatwa nechikosoro chatinongoitawo mazuva ese handi mwe nemwe unongoti ndandine dzihwa gore rino ndakarwara nedzihwa ndakaita chiflu ndakaita chii covid ndo zvimwe chete kuti kana ita head immunity inoreva kuti inenge yangova chimwe chikosoro changuvapo problem ndeyekuti covid inyowani kumuviri wese wemunhu wese hapana munhu akamborwara chirwere icho chantil gore rakapera riya rakasvipa zvakatanga muviri wako hausi kuziva kuti unozvifambisa sei kuti irwe kuti upore saka muviri wako unoreacta kuti obva wati ndakunyatsokurwa zvehondo zviya zvaio but then zvotaka kukuafecta mamwe maorgans ako zvese obva warwarisisa vamwe vanitani havazonyatsi kupora zvakanaka vanobva vafa
Maybe if we can just go into English, what prompted you to get the vaccine? We understand a lot of people, even here in the United States, are not really coming forth and, you know, trusting getting this COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, I've witnessed a lot of illness in my lifetime in being in healthcare in America and in the United Kingdom. But when COVID came, it was a different type of illness. It affected healthy people. It affected elderly people. It affected everybody. The death was a lot. There was a lot of news coming from the UK of healthcare workers dying. Mm-hmm. We were going to work every day just praying by the grace of God to come back home that day and come back home safe, because we don't know if I'm carrying it with me, if I've been exposed to somebody, bringing it home to my family, to my child. And so, you know, that was a scary thing. But when I got sick with COVID initially, of course, it wasn't even from the hospital. Mm-hmm. The hospital is actually safer than out here in the streets. You know?
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that I can definitely say. Out here, you don't know who has it walking around in the supermarket. You don't know who has it when you go together at parties or wherever you go. You don't know who has it. At the hospital, at least we had PPE. We were covered. We were wearing masks. You know, we were checking our temperatures, all that kind of stuff every day. And I hang around the same kind of people that I work with all the time. And so the healthcare workers tend to be also a little more vigilant. They tend to understand what they're dealing with. So they tend to follow the science in dealing with this. So, you know, that's what prompted me to think, you know, I'm out there on the streets. I'm not exactly always in the house. I'm going to get groceries. I'm going to do stuff. Even during lockdown, you still have to get out the house. The danger is still out there. So when it was offered to me, I was not hesitant. And I also read a lot about the vaccines and how they are made and what the technology means. I read about the history of vaccines, where we started. You know, this is not the first pandemic.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Sizukuthi sesilomnye usesilomlaleli lapha ecingweni. Before we go back to our guest, whilst we are also still waiting for legislator Lindiwe Maphosa, who's also the chairperson of the Education Committee in Parliament. We're trying to get her network is bad. But in the meantime, silomlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela Bhuti Mbuso. Ye ungathinika owakho umbono ngodaba olusegudwini sicubungula konke nje kuphathelane legcikwane le COVID-19 izikolo lokunye. Yes, sikhuluma lawe ungaphi komhla?
Yeah.
Yeah, ungaphi kathesi sikhuluma lawe kuliphi lizwe?
Amenzenzani.
Yebo kuhle ngaphi kwakhona?
Kunjani?
Yabantwana sebeqalisile yini kuya ezikolo njalo kuyineli kubonayo. Ubona ngani bazenelisa ukugqoka ama masks, be sanitize, benze konke okufunakalayo.
Ya, nafike kule dowa. Ngingahlangana nabanye ngabanye abantwana into abayenza okunye bakubona kwabantu ebantwini abadala balawo amamahla but izothetha umntu ofakesilezini kakhava umlomo lamakhanda ngekho kwenziwa ngabanye kunjalo nje kwenziwa ngabanye abantu abadala kunjalo sonjani labantwana bevele esikole befake njengoba ngikhulumi.
Yes, ake sizwe ukuthi abantwana sasibabone lathi lapha emfanekisweni umuntu imaski yakhe seyidonsile wayifaka ngaphansi kwesilevu ngoba umntwana abe funa ukuphefumula adlale. Asazi ke lokho ukuthi umthelela uzaba njani ngoba kumele ihlale igqokwe kuhle phela imaski. Ye, kambe khona kuyaphileka yini ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lesezindlini khona?
Hayi, kuphila kuyaphileka singabona lutho ngaphandle nje ngokuba ke. Yes,
sitsho nje lokuziphandela ukuthi abantu bayenelisa yini ukuqhuba imisebenzi yabo laba abazisebenzayo lalabo abaqhatshiwe.
Ya, akude ngisho ukuba bayenelisa kakhulu, bayenelisa kalaba abazisebenzayo abanye ababanye abaqhatshiweyo. Hayi, bakhanya bahamba kuyo.
Hayi, kuhle. Hayi, sibongile-ke ukusixhasa kuhlelo, sithabile ukukhuluma lawe. Ube lobusuku obuhle.
Hayi, kube njalo kuyintsimbi njalo sengesithathu.
Yebo-ke sibongile. Mavule our caller from Bulawayo, Mbuso, is saying that he's concerned about school children because when he meets them, they are not properly wearing their masks. They pull them down and they are playing, they are not social distancing, which is one of the concerns, on spreading this virus, that they are not daring. You know, children would want to be kids and play and all that. So he's saying there could be a problem there. Over to you.
Yo sta apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muteereri wedu vari kuti ivo vari kushushikana nyanya nevana vechidiki panyaya yemamaski kuti pavari kuvaona I think vati vanga vari kufona vari kubhulawayo vanenge vasina kupfeka mamaski asi tinonzwa kuti tine mumwe munyarikani wedu zvakare amai nyara dzaigumbonzvanda vanova ivo Goodwill Ambassador weEarly Childhood Marriages uyezve vachishanda nesangano reRosaria Memorial Trust tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Aiwa tiri wadi amai gumbonzvanda tanga tiri kuda kunzwa pamusoro nyaya pamusoro peUnited Nations CSW meeting iripo pari zvino iri kufamba sei imi muri ikoko kuZimbabwe iyo ichitirwa kuno kuNew York.
Gore rino musangano unoitwa pagore wemubatanidzwa wenyika dzepasipese weUnited Nations Commission on the Status of Women yanga iri kuitwa iyo pasocial media kazhinji vachishandisa virtual platforms kuti nyika dzikurukure nekuita zvitsungo pamusoro nhaurwa yanga iripo dingindira guru ranga rakatarisa yatinoti women in decision making and women's participation in public life madzimai nevasikana vari kubatsawo sei mune zveutungamiriri uye tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yemhirishonga nebongozozo zvinosanganisa mo kurarama kwatinoita nyaya dzeviolence against women ndo misoro mukuru yenyaya yanga iri kutaurwa sezimbabwewo isise Rosaria Memorial Trust takawanikwa tichipindawo mumusangano mukuru iwoyu weUnited Nations takanga tichibatsira zvikuru kuti vechidiki nemadzimai vekumaruva vakwanisekuwanawo mukana tichishandisa iyo itechnology kuti vapindewo mumisangano iyoyi takazokwanisawo kuti tiite hukuro dzinosanganisira nyaya dzekupedza kuroorwa nekuroora kwevana vasati vasvika zera naizvodzi nyaya dzatinogara tichitarisa nezvadzo nguva nenguva dzekuti vana vakwanise kuenda kuchikoro kunyanya vanasikana.
Tombotarisa panyaya yeCOVID-19 yakakurukurwa here pamusoro payo iko kumusangano mukuru uyu.
Nyaya yeCOVID-19 yakanga iriyo hurukuro huru zvikuru pane zvese zvakakurukurwa. Ndakazivanawo mukana wekuti ndiadress United Nations paimestation yavo vachida kuaaa kubatsiridza matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo ndeapi. Saka takazopawo pfungwa dzatinadzo nezvatiri kusangana nazvo tiri kuRosaria Memorial Trust tichishandira tiri kwamurewa nekushamva tichiona kuti chokwadi tambudziko guru ranga riri kuti pakaitika lockdown ipapa zvatii zvakaomera munhukadzi kuti tiwane chomuviri kuti mhuri dzirarame misika yavharwa zvikoro zvakavharwa tikaona dambudziko revana kunyanya vanasikana vakange vave pambiri vamwe vachipinda muwanano zvisina chirikano saka zvose izvozvo takaona ari matambudziko makuru asi tichisumudzirawo kuti madzimai haana kunge akangogara madzimai aibatsiridza panyaya yecovid zvakanyanya vane vatine sona mamaski waya vamwe vachigadzirisa zvisiko vamwe vachibatsirawo vanorwara tinoziva kuti mitemo inoti self isolated home kunenge kune avo vanenge vachinzwa kurwara tingareti munhu ati admission zvichireva kuti raiti vabasa mudzimba kuti madzimai ari kuchengetawo vanhu vanenge vane urwere saka ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvakakurukurwa asi zvikuru sakuti pari zvino nyaya yevaccine ndo yanga iri nyaya yakanyanya kuramba ichikurukurwa kuti iyo vaccine yacho iri kumbosvikawo here kuvanhu vari kumaruva kuvanhu nje kana kuti iri kungonyanya kunzi ikwanise kunge ichiwanikwa kuvanhu vanenge vachishanda muzvipatara nevane zvidanho saka inyaya yekuti vaccine ngaisvike kumunhu wese yakaramba ichitakurwa zvakanyanyisa uye takandikati nyika dzekumadokero dzenorthern countries nyika dzakabudirira kare vatobayiwa nhomba idzi vakawandisa isisonyika dzichiri kuedza kubudirira pachine mukaha uripo vanhu nyika dzedu hatisati dzawana vaccine inokwanira ndozvimwe zvakakurukurwa zvikuru panyaya dzevaccine uye kuti vanhu vachiri vanyaka zvikisa kuti vaccine vacho rinombotanda sei rinowanikwa sei kana munhu zvimwe urwere hwaunahwo ngatiti munhu ane chirwere chehiv ndinokwanisa here kutora vaccine saka vanenge vachida kunge vane mubvunzo yavanoda jekeso saka ndinofarawo kuona kuti nhasi ndaona gwaro richiedza kutsanangura rehurumende kuti zvevaccine yemuzimbabwe zviri kufambiswa sei.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
My goodness.
Thank you. Sir. We're hearing there from Manyara.
Yes, on now. Yes, siyabonga ke sizwaleke lapho sichathiselwa ke ngenhlelo ezijineyo eziphathelane labesifazana njalo siyezwa ukuthi we would like to welcome our next guest now, Jasmine Toffer. She's a legislator and a member of the Health Committee in Parliament. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, how is Bulawayo today?
It's fine today. You can say Harare at Campo Parliament.
Okay, and yes, talking of Parliament, is there any issues related to COVID-19 that are under discussion currently?
Well, yes, there are a lot of issues that are being discussed. And the most topical one is the vaccine, to make sure that most of the frontliners get vaccinated. As you are aware, that they are the ones that bear the brunt of being infected by people that come and seek help for health services.
Yes, and last time members of the Health Committee were saying you also want to be the first ones to be vaccinated. That is according to your chairperson, Ruth Labode. Did you also manage to get vaccinated? And what can you say about the vaccine program that is underway?
The vaccine program is definitely underway. Most of the members of parliament that were available the day that vaccine was being administered, managed to get vaccinated. So it's definitely progressing very well, and there's been no real negative reaction from those that got vaccinated.
Yes, coming to other COVID-19 related issues, we saw that the United Nations Under Secretary General and Executive Director of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, has said that the COVID-19 has left women facing increasing domestic violence and being laid off more from work, with 11 million girls at risk of never returning to school. What's your comment on this? Is this what you see on the ground?
Yes, that's very, very true. lots of women have been adversely affected, and lots of gender-based violence because of being confined in their houses or in the places of residence because of not being allowed to, because of the lockdown, rather, which was necessary, of course, but because people are not used to being together all the time, this caused a lot of gender-based violence, making women, you know, being beaten up by their husbands, the young girls that have fallen pregnant from this. And you know what happens when a young girl falls pregnant. The father will then blame the mother for not looking after the girl and not even looking at the circumstances that would have caused that to happen. So, and if you look at the figures that have been cited with regards to young girls falling pregnant, we initially had a figure of 2,000, then we had a figure of 5,000. So that shows you the magnitude of what has happened. It's actually, COVID-19 has actually reversed most of the gains that we would have made in trying to empower the young girl and women. So I think COVID-19 is going to really set us years back.
Yebo ke,
and it's going to be very difficult to recover from that.
Yebo ke, kulabo abangazwayo ulimi lwesiNgisi, singabuyela emuva laphana uqale ngokusichasisela ukuthi uhlelo lolu olokuhlatshwa abantu iJackson yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 ngombono wakho luqhubeka kuhle yini njalo kuyini elikuxoxayo ePhalamende ngalo?
Okwangathesi ngathi liyaqhubeka sibili uhlelo lokushaba i-vaccination ye-COVID-19. Ngathi mina abantu asebethole i-vaccination yonaleyo, iningi labo ngokuthiwa ngama-frontline workers, abantu abanjengamanesi, amapholisa, lamanye ama-members of parliament ayekhona mhlana ngamalanga onalayo lapho kwakuhlatshwa khona i-vaccination yonaleyo. And ngokukhangela kwami, iningi labo abahlatshwayo engibaziyo kabakho abathole ukuthi umuntu ugule waze wapha, or lesi sikhathi ngenye umuntu angaba le-temperature or something, but akulanto e-serious eke yayenzakala. So ngibona ingani uhlelo lolu luhamba kuhle. Ngiyakwazi njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi baza ukuthi ngapha lukafiki, sikumele sikhangele ukuthi i-vaccination esingene eZimbabwe kayikwani iZimbabwe yonke. So luhlelo olulokho lusiya phambili, okungangokuthi uhulumende ukhangelele ukuthi phose bangaze banike wonke umuntu i-vaccination.
Yebo ke, ungaphawula njalo ngodaba loliyani esike sakhuluma ngalo lokuthi umanyano wamazwe omhlaba o-United Nations uphumzile Mlambo Ngcobo ukuthi hhayi, i-COVID-19 le isitshiye abesifazana besesimeni esibi kakhulu, njalo la mantombazana engenelisi ukubuyela isikole nodlakela ezindlini.
Lapho uqinisile sibili, thandekile ukuthi uhlelo le akhona uhlelo i-COVID-19, isifo lesi se-COVID-19 sibisele omama kakhulu emuva. Ngathi wonke umuntu kodwa omama yibo ababisele kakhulu emuva, njengoba besikwazi ukuthi omama bebengendezelwa sizama ukuthi siphakamise omama empilweni zabo. Khonokho ukuthi i-COVID-19 le-lockdown ekade khona, umama lobaba or imuli kade kufanele bahlale ndawonye bengayi ndawo okwesikhathi abangasijwayelanga. Kungala ukuthi omunye uyaphuma phandle ayetshaywe umoya aphenduke. So kade kubangela kakhulu ukuthi kube nokulwa ezindlini. Njalo sabona ukuthi kulabantwana amantombazana amaningi asesikolo, abanye from grade 7 down. Kutholakala ukuthi kade sebezithele sebelezisu ngendaba yokuthi kade bengahambe esikolo. So kutho ukuthi ungakhangela njalo lama numbers angikhona ukuthi khona bebebe ngakani ngathi alright. Ekuqaliseni sacala sathola ifiga ye-2000 ngasese sithole ifiga ye-5000 yamankazi amamantombazana amithiwe. So ngibona ingani kusobala ukuthi i-COVID-19 sisibisele muva kulokhu kathi sizama ukuthi sikwenze ukuthi sikhiphe amantombazana ekudubekeni yokuthi amantombazana bebengala mathuba okufunda, bebengala mathuba okuthola imisebenzi, and iningi labo mama ngendaba ye-COVID-19 bashele imisebenzi yabo. Engangokuthi lokuthi bawuthole futhi umsebenzi ona lokhu kuzaba nzima ukuthi amafemu lamafektari nezitolo eziningi zivalile.
Yebo ke limqotholele yikho kutshiwo okugcizelelwa ngumanyano United Nations. Ungayikhathana ububambile khonapho sithathe umlaleli. Lo munye umhlonishwa ethu sizabuya sizokubuza ngelikwenzayo njenge-Women's Caucus. Siyezwa njalo ukuthi sinomlaleli uNdlovu ecingweni. Siyakwamukela mnewethu. Hayi, siyaphila nje. Ukhuluma lawe ungaphi kwamhla?
Ngilana eSouth Africa, eSouth Africa.
Iye, kodwa ekhaya uvela nga?
Ekhambi yakogodwa eFlapu.
Hayi, kuhle. Ye, ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngokwenzakalayo ngodaba lolu lwe-COVID-19 kumbe ekhaya kumbe lapho hleli khona lezikole esezivuliwe.
Ya, ngapho ukuthi ngingaqala nje ekhaya. Before ngikhulume ngalapho engikhona ekhaya, i-COVID-19 ngibona ngazathi ilethe umthelela omubi kakhulu, ngoba njengoba sonke siyazi ukuthi abantu ekhaya imisebenzi ayikho, baphila ngokuthi bayasebenza. So ngendaba ye-COVID-19 le nathi sise sibancedisa ngakho, mhlawumbe umuntu athi hayi ngicela uthenge into esowungithumele ngikwazi ukuthengisa ngitholiwe lami wokuphila. Kusuka kube nzima lakithi ngani, ngoba izinto zakhona ungaziyithenge into lapha, mhlawumbe asithi into uyithenge maybe nge-200, but uzothi ma uthi uyayithumela ukuthi uyithumele ekhaya izinto ezithi hayi into eseyibhoda kayizeli, kungangcono unikeze maybe 800 ukuthi ngihambise ekhaya. Kube sikubona vele ukuthi mhlawumbe akufila gaini, uyabona ukuthi umuntu ukwazi ukuthi umuntu athengise athole ukuphila ekhaya. So into nje kahle kakhulu esilimaze kakhulu COVID-19. Ngicabanga futhi ukuthi mhlawumbe yabona amazwe kafani, yabona njengalana e-South Africa, ungathi yabheka abantu bavuka babamba i-queue behola nyana kwezimali, lokho ukuthi bakwazi ukuphila. Unlike ekhaya, ekhaya ngibona ukuthi abantu bathola ulutho. So kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi abantu baphile ngale COVID-19.
Yes.
Angazi ukuthi i-government ingakwenza kanjani ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukusurvive.
Siyabonga ke umbono wakho lokusixhasa kuhlelo mnumzana Ndlovu khona ngapho e-South Africa.
Ngiyabonga nani.
Yebo ke, over to you Marvelous.
Mbodzo kakwamuri my ingrained muhambi kuti kwamuri ikoko. Vamwe vari kuzvitambira senyanya vechitema, takambonzwa kuti kana muno muAmerica nyaya iyoyi yekutora nhomba ye-COVID-19 iri kuti netse. Zvii zvingadzidzwe neZimbabwe zviri kuitwa neAmerica mukuedza kukwezva vanhu kuti vawanike vachitora nhomba iyi?
Education, education, more education. Vanhu vakawanda, a lot of people very hesitant. They're hesitant to get the vaccine because of, you know, history and how black people were treated by the healthcare, you know, institutions. It's a lot of stuff. But anyway, now is the education to say the only way we are going to be able to go back to more society, to be able to interact with your families, to be able to have holidays, to be able to go out of the country and fly without fear of getting sick is to get vaccinated. It's not no longer a black and white issue, but we don't want to overlook what happened back then. But still, we don't want people not to get the vaccine based on stories. We encourage people to make sure that they're reading stuff that is from reputable websites, from reputable science-based backgrounds, not something somebody wrote on Facebook today that talking about a vaccine and it's not even true. So it's where the information is coming from, and to give people the right information about the vaccines. It's mostly education so people can know what they're getting and what is involved and why they have to take it.
Take us through your own experience. You said you received the vaccine. Which one did you take, and how many injections were they, and how are you feeling now?
Right now I'm feeling great. I'll start by saying that I did not have any adverse reactions that were not normal outside of the vaccine itself. I got sick in November, and someone close to me gave it to me, pretty much. And my first symptom was a headache. Then, of course, it went downhill from there. It was pretty much 2 weeks of being quarantined in the house. At home, I couldn't go anywhere, do anything. My symptoms were mostly the headache. I had vertigo, feeling nauseated, feeling like I'm going to pass out a little bit sometimes. I did not have a lot of fever. Everybody's different in how they get COVID. Mm-hmm. I did not have a lot of fever. Maybe, 99 was mostly the highest fever I had. I had a lot of chest pain, which was worrying for me because I worked with heart patients and cardiac patients. So chest pain is a sign of something going on in my heart. But it happened and it was pretty painful, but I was in touch with my doctor constantly telling him my symptoms. And he was telling me what I need to do, which is something you have to do if you get COVID. Don't suffer at home by yourself. Make sure that you are in contact with your doctor. There's so many therapies now.
Yes, very interesting views there from Mr. Mohambi. And marvelous, we do have another caller. We're waiting in Shona.
Hello, caller.
Yes, Makadi, this is Mavi.
I want to reward you. Makadi, Kowero.
Tirinani zedu tinotenda.
Ehe, nasi tanga tuda kumbotanisa nyaya ye musangano mukuru we United Nations urikuitwa kuno. Imi murikuona seno kuti tinoona kuti munowanzo kunge kuonekwa muchienda ku United Nations. Uchirikufamba sei gore rino?
Gore rino musangano uyu wakawanikwa uchiitwa virtually, zvinoreva kuti waiitwa padande mutande. Pamusana pedenda recovid-19 hakuna kuwanikwa vanhu vachiungana kuNew York sezvinoitwa makore ose. Vakati pane country representatives vakanogara variko kuNew York dhovoga vakangonoti sanganei vari socially distanced kungovhura musangano chete. But otherwise madiscussions ese ari kuitwa padande mutande.
Tiri kuona pane zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano uyu. Takaona amai Pumzilongika vachitaura ivo kuti kurodzwa kwevana vachiri vadiki uyezve kubatwa kwevana nepamuviri nezvimwewo zviri kuita kuti vasazodzokere kuzvikoro COVID ichinge yapera ndo zvimwe zviri kusangana nevana vechidiki nemadzimai. Imi zvii zvimwe zvamakanzwa pamusangano iwoyu?
Hongu tinoona ti pasi rino rose mugore rapfuura takawanikwa vana vanosvika 700 million vachirodzwa ari vana vadiki pasi rose. And muZimbabwe tinoo manhamba akati kure zvakanyanya anga achiwanikwa. So rakanga ringori dingindira racho guru nekuti timu yegore rinei inonzi Women's Full and Effective Participation in Decision Making in Public Life as well as Elimination of Violence for achieving gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls. Saka nyaya dzekurodza vana vadiki vari kuizvi violence against the girl child because kutochikora kodzero dzevana. Saka zvakanga zvidingindira guru riri kutaura izvozvo zvokuti vatiregerei zvokurodza vanasikana.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo muvene zuva rakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Yebo ke lapho siyezwa ke omunye ke umhlonitsha wethu Paula ngokwenzakala emhlanganweni osaqhubeka we United Nations lapho sizwe ukukhulunywa la ngesiphathelane labesifazana. Yes, coming back to you, Ms. Tofa, we realize that in Parliament there is a women's caucus. During this COVID-19 pandemic, is the committee still active, and what are the programs you are looking at now?
We just got back to Parliament. Remember, we were all affected by the COVID-19.
Yes.
So the executive is still to meet, and pen out the Women's Caucus plan. So we haven't actually met as a caucus, but I am certain that we are going to look at the girl child. We, as the Women's Caucus, are also very interested in the marriage bill. We're interested in looking at issues of the sexual reproductive health rights, access to health and health facilities. You know, like, as you can see, look at the number of children or young girls that have fallen pregnant. So these are all the issues that we'll be looking at. These girls will be needing some form of health, some form of counseling. So as the Women's Caucus and legislators, I'm sure these are part of, it's going to be part of our program.
Yes, that's very interesting. Ungakufaka njalo ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi njenge community yabomama kuyini elikhangelele ukwenza njalo be uCovid 19 ingabe ilenqabele yini ukuqhubeza indlela.
Njenge Women's Caucus ama omama abase parliament lathi besiphansi kwe-lockdown besingasebenzi njenge Women's Caucus. Kodwa njengoba sesivulile kaphesi sesivulile emsebenzini i-executive eye-Women's Caucus khona izahlala phansi iqoqeke ukuthi sizahlela njani ama-program ethu. Kodwa ngibona engani vele njenge-Women's Caucus sabe sikhangele izinto ezi-affecta omama, amantombazana. Sikhangele ibili lele okay, marriage bill elemende lele likalabhoda ngokuthi kalikabhashwa. So ngeyinto esiyabe siyikhangela ukuthi sibone ukuthi ibhili lelo lize liphutshe. Njalo siyabe sikhangele amantombazane njengoba sibona ukuthi inumber yamantombazana eyafekhe ngesikhathi se-COVID benikhishwa bazadinga labo uncedo. So okuthiwa i-SRHR, i-Sexual Reproductive Health Rights, okukhuluma ngokuthi umuntu ngayedinga ukuyancedwa ezibhedlela ngempilo kahle yakhe. So abantwana labana kumele sikukhangele ukuthi singakubamba njani nokuthi abantu bazwisise ngento le ekuthiwa yi-sexual reproductive health rights. Kayisikho ukuthi sebe sesilunga ngokuthi wonke umntwana angene ahambe emacansini, hhayi. Siyabe sikhangelele bona labo sifunile singafunanga kodwa bagcina bekwenza. So yinto esiyabe siyikhangele engiyibona ongani izaba top of
Very interesting views there. Marvelous from legislator Jasmine Toffer, who is in the Health Committee and also Vice Chairperson of the Energy Committee in Parliament. We'll be going back to her shortly. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Potangatiru kunzwa kune munyarikani wedu, amai Jasmine Toffer, vanova ivo vanoshanda. Nekokasi yemadzimai pakuona penhuna dziri kusangana nemadzimai vari kuti ivo sekomiti havana kunge vari kuenda kuparamende panguva ino vanga vari kuita zvevhechuo nenyaya yeCovid 19. Todzoka kwamuri amai Ingrid Muhambi, mombotiudza kuti imimi zvii zvamungayambirawo vamwe nyanya madzimai vari kumusha panyaya yekutora yatingati yanhomba iyo yeCovid 19. Vanofanira kuitora ndara yei kunyange havo vari kunzwa zviri kubva kune uku zviri kutaurwa zvakasiyana siyana.
Chandingataurira vanhu isu ndechekuti kana nguva yasvika yekunzi uyai mupuwe vaccine, musaregera kuenda. Iopportunity iyoyo yekuti murege kuzorwara mangwana kana kutopamwe vanhu chirwere chachona kuti vasarwarawo kana kuti kutozofa chaiko chaiko. Saka zvikanzi uyai mutore ka vaccine, hazvina basa kuti iri kunzi ipi, kana iri government, kana iri WHO, kana iri United Nations, irikupa information yekuti vaccine yava pano vanhu endai munopuwa vaccine ndo yega nzira iko zvinezvi yatovapo yekuti vanhu tigodzokera tichiita zvataiita kudhara tishanyira nehamwe neshamwari tipinde mundege tichisei kana zvanzi uyai mutore uyai mutore musarike
muri kubata mabasa api muri ikoko kwamuri uyezve vamwe vangada kuziva kuti knowledge iyi kana kuti ruzivo uri muri kuruwana kupi
tine vanhu vatinoshanda navo madokta kubasa kwa ndinoshanda muhospital ndochengeta pavanhu vane mwoyo dzinorwadza saka tine madokta imo mumainfectious disease experts vanouya vachitipa information yese vanotidzidzisa kuti tinyatsokuona kuti ii information iri kubva kwairi kubva ndokuno kunovindika here kana kuti ii information haisi yekuti tofanira kuteerera ndokuti hazvisi izvo zviripo saka kunobva information kwakawanda unogona kutoverenga wega iwo uchirokuenda pacomputa chaipo chaipo unogona kuenda paWHO website United Nations website wangoisa COVID ini zvinobuda information yese iyoyo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting observation there. Kuti abantu nxa lifuna kuzwa lihambe ke ku website ye United Nations kulokuhamba nje kwamanye ama website angakhuluma kunye kuleqiniswa o mavela si ever another caller.
O caller. Hello caller. Makadi ndizaza here.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, you are live on our program. Just introduce yourself and tell us what was your experience when you got the COVID-19 vaccine there in Zimbabwe.
Okay, so hello everyone and to all of you listeners who are listening in and tuned in. My name is Zandile Ndlovu, but everyone calls me Zaza because I'm just one, the African queen, Makajeni, interpreter Kai Solomon Lucy, Ogobozenyati, Umafoshoza, is Papa Foskamla Mayez, City Waza. Yes, I'm talking to Big Sister Marv here. Yeah, I'm a broadcaster as a journalist and obviously a frontline worker. One of the many jobs I do for that, I'm the main anchor on ABC TV for the main news, and I also am an outreach gender activist. So basically, like right now, I'm actually on the road somewhere in the middle of rural areas in Zimbabwe, going around talking about COVID-19 awareness, talking about the new vaccine, and trying to put abantu at ease about the vaccine itself, and people not to be scared because there's so much information that's been going around, especially on social media. It's a, you know, the thing is with COVID, it's a new new virus. People are still trying to understand just the illness part of it. What more of a vaccine? And you know, I think a lot of people, because we're so used to vaccines taking almost 10 years to be developed and all of that stuff, that because of the urgency of what's been going on, a lot of vaccines have been coming up, being developed internationally. And many countries obviously in the race to get a vaccine that is a great efficacy and make sure Tabandu, you know, we are trying to prevent as much as we can about getting this horrible disease. So obviously as a frontline worker, I have to think about myself, I have to think about my family, I have to think about the multiple people that I get to meet on a daily basis that I interface with. And I took this decision that I wanted to actually go and get the vaccine because I had suffered from COVID-19. I don't know if you remember the first headline in March, April, May, somewhere there, 2020, when the first big cases from Great BC got the virus. Was one of the first 30 people that got it because of the fact that we were always out there meeting different people. So I was one of the people who got the virus. And unfortunately for me, I'm an asthmatic patient and I'm a BP patient, so which meant I had underlying issues and it hit me hard. I was off work for 4 months and it was the most excruciatingly painful thing I've ever experienced. And I didn't want to go through that again. So when we were told that there's a vaccine that's possibly coming to Zimbabwe, I was one of the first people to jump on board. And we were waiting for it eagerly because I know a lot of people were like, we're not too sure. What if we start getting side effects? You know, what if the vehicle goes? You know, all this weird story.
Yebo ke siyakuzwa ke Makacheni ungasitshela ke njalo ukuthi Makacheni ungahambi nje ngunika umzuzu wodwa ukuthi usitshele ukuthi wezwa njani lapho sihlaselwe ligcikwane le COVID-19.
yeah, nothing happened in the COVID-19. Umzimba, nansi feel performula, number one, ngoba mina ngile asthma style. So, nansi feel performula, umzimba vele, ungazange ngiphele amandla, I just no energy. Ningafuna ukudla and mina I love my food, so umuntu ongazi yena ukuthi ifuna ngifuna ukudla ubuhlungu njani. So it I had to keep telling myself being positive, which is one day you have to wake up every morning, walk around, hlala phandle elangeni, do a little bit of exercise, drinking lots of hot beverages, taking the medication from my doctor, but also it has a limited bunch. So you find it like Ozumbani, ama lemon garlic, all those things, those concoctions that we keep hearing about, those things helped me a lot. And even the skunda, sometimes I fish is still eating ubufutha. I know, right?
So you stop up, what are you eating?
Ubufutha. No, we're not a much deal, Anna. Our concoction, our guava leaves, ubili,
supoyita. Ah, morning.
Then obviously, then last month, and I need the vaccine, so I'm due now this week. I think that's actually for my second vaccine.
I wish you was, Uti, we are Lulam. So this is a Nigage Abashoni Chave to give our guest the last few minutes to say amazwi abo. Coming back to you, Jasmine Tofa, what exactly are you doing in your constituencies with this COVID-19? What's your advice to the people? Is it just advice or you are working with them?
Well, I've been working with them, but mostly telephonically, Guma WhatsApp group, giving them advice, you know, telling them to continue social distancing.
Yeah, manje sesizakubamba umlomo isikhathi asisavumi ukuba sonke. Over to you, Marvelous.
Tokufai mkana ukuthi mushitaure mazwenye kupedzisira.
1 minute.
Mshare English, muhambi, mupa mangoti ga, nukutitashika kumagumo, apana extra time.
Inangu, my advice is to everybody to follow the health experts' advice. If they're saying wash your hands, social distance, wear your mask, use common sense, because even when they tell you a lot of things about, you know, especially in the states where they're saying they're letting down all these regulations, wear your mask. We still don't know what's going to happen with the new variants coming out. We're still rolling out vaccines. Get your vaccine when your turn comes, and just keep doing what you're doing and be vigilant and watch out. And
thank you.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
Amazwi Lawo, who would like to say thank you to all those who were in the show. Would like to say thank you to our callers and our guests, Jasmine Tofa, well, the Health Committee, caucus in Parliament, and also the Vice Chairperson of the Energy Committee.
I would like to say thank you to Amai Nyarazaigumbonjanda, all the way from Zimbabwe, Rosaria Memorial Trust, and Ingrid Mohambi here in America. She's a healthcare worker and was able to walk through with us about the importance of taking the COVID-19 vaccine. And also interesting callers that called in today, thanks to Zaza, who brought the show up and shared her own experience of how she got the COVID-19 vaccine and the virus too.
Yes, Zaza. Very energetic, Zaza. And thank you for joining us. I'm Stanley Mhlanga here in Washington. Until we meet again next Thursday.
I'm Marvelous.